Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running pro hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That's better. That's what we like to see. Finish. Put the foot right on the neck of the dying dog and take him out. Bucks finish it off 129-112 over the Cleveland Cavs at Fiserv Forum. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. Appreciate you hanging out. This is what we do after Bucks wins or Bucks losses. Every single Bucks game is right here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. We talk Bucks basketball with you at 414-799-1250. Been doing it longer than anybody else, and we keep it rolling into our 13th year of postgame coverage here on The Fan. 29 minutes from Giannis, Chris Middleton, and both do not probably have their best nights. Now, Chris Middleton, the best that he's had in 2019, and he leads the Bucks in scoring with 21 points, but a little bit of a lethargic, difficult night for number 34 in the reigning MVP. We'll get into that in the MVP minute. We'll also get to you at 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side and the freeradio.com app. Eric Bledsoe, 6 of 16, still struggling from beyond the arc. The only possible slight that you can have in this game was you didn't shoot all that well from the free throw line, but it did not matter. You took out the bad team, and that's what we've been waiting for this Bucks team to do here in 2019 following the home opener on Saturday. 129-112. We'll go through this one in our game recap in just one moment. But game three, the second of the home slate, now you go on to a real test in the Eastern Conference, and I think a little bit of a litmus test because of the team you play tomorrow night or Wednesday night in the Boston Celtics. We'll get into all of that preview a little bit later on as well. But to get back to where this team was last year and where this team needs to go in terms of expectation level going into the season, these are the games that you blow past. These are the games that you win handily. These are the games that you cover a 15.5-point spread, and that's exactly what the Milwaukee Bucks did tonight to move to 2-1 and finish off the Cleveland Cavs. Back and forth battle early. First quarter was wild. It was hot. It was heavy. Both teams trading buckets left and right. Cavs with a 31-30 lead after one quarter, and a lot being dragged through in the second quarter by Pat Connaughton, who continues to be hot for the Milwaukee Bucks. And he started out with a big second quarter, had 14. This was number 8 in 6 minutes from Patty C tonight at Fiserv Forum.
You shut off the three-point play during Jorah's interview. Pat has 8 points in 6 minutes.
Yeah, he's looked good. Knocked down a three, couple hard takes to the basket.
Pat Connaughton would finish with 17 on the night, 6 of 8 shooting, but in that second quarter, he gave the Bucks a 10-point lead with this one.
Catch and shoot three. Pat Connaughton, 3 for 3. 14 points in just 8 minutes.
Well, between playing for the national team and conducting the workouts at his alma mater, Notre Dame, for the Notre Dame alumni this summer, he is coming camp sharp, Pat Connaughton.
Bucks would close out that second quarter on fire, and they would take what was a 7-point lead into the break after a 29-point performance in that quarter. They lead it after two quarters, 59-52 over the Cavs. Going into the third, Giannis would need to come out firing, only just had 7 points in that first half. Go into the second quarter, or into the third quarter, Giannis gets out in transition.
Bledsoe, Giannis, dunk! Split-legged dunk!
Wow.
A Nike logo dunk!
I was going to say, he looked like Michael Jordan. Straight off the tennis shoe. Straight off the sneaker.
Giannis with an absolute highlight reel dunk. You'll see that one all over the shows tonight. Pat Connaughton in that third quarter, as teams trading blows and the Bucks trying to pull away, Patty C would help out from deep.
Pat Connaughton. Why not? 4 for 4 on triples, Pat Connaughton. 17 points. He's played 12 minutes. That brings a timeout. John Beilein knows a hot player when he sees one.
John Beilein would have to take a timeout. Bucks would match their largest lead at that point at 83-67, a 16-point lead. Into the fourth quarter, Bucks rolling hot after outscoring the Cavs by 4 in the third. They would keep it rolling into the fourth. It was Giannis once again slamming it down.
That
with
ended
a 4-8.
Run by the Cavaliers. The Bucks have scored the last four. Giannis on a hammer. 12 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists.
Bucks continuing to pull away. It would work out with Brook Lopez in the next couple.
Chris Middleton. Lopez got it.
Not exactly Derrick Jones Jr.-esque, but effective nonetheless.
That was a 2 from Brook, part of his 16, one of his 3 triples on the night.
Brook Lopez, number 14 tonight for Milwaukee.
Beautiful execution.
You would hear Jim Paschke right there. Bucks hit 17 threes, 17 of 38 from three-point land on the night. That's good for just under 45%. But still, in that fourth quarter, they would close it out even stronger, with a couple of huge shots continuing to mount the lead by Giannis. He would start to get a little bit more of a rhythm there into that quarter. Eric Bledsoe started the night out with the first buckets for the Bucks in the first quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, he would start it out by taking it at the young backcourt of the Cleveland Cavs. And a young John Beilein, now coach team in Cleveland, they were outmatched and outclassed, but these kind of games are the ones that you try to take somebody to the woodshed, and that's exactly what the Bucks were able to do tonight against the Cavs back at home. 414-799-1250. Come on back right after a quick timeout with your reaction after the Bucks win. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, the de facto home opener, all the nonsense went down on Saturday. How did it feel getting back into the Fiserv Forum? If it was your first time there of the year, the crowd sounded electric, into it all night, into it all the way through the game, while some of us, just for entertainment purposes, were holding on to those last couple of minutes, making sure that the Bucks would be able to close out and in style and by 16, as they did. 129-112. It's a Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Sam Schmidt's with you as well at 414-799-1250. Take a quick timeout talking Bucks basketball after another win, now 2-1 in 2019.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Connaughton, you shut off the three-point play during Jora's interview. Pat has 8 points in 6 minutes.
Yeah, he's looked good. Knocked down a three, a couple of hard takes to the basket.
Catch and shoot three. Pat Connaughton, 3 for 3. 14 points in just 8 minutes.
Well, between playing for the national team and conducting the workouts at his alma mater, Notre Dame, for the Notre Dame alumni this summer, he is coming camp sharp, Pat Connaughton.
Pat Connaughton. He's played 12 minutes. That brings a timeout, John Beilein.
That, Jim Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Pat Connaughton lighting it up off the bench tonight in 21 minutes, finishes with 17 points. You heard it right there. He did that in just 12 minutes of action tonight. 6 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from downtown for Patty C. Planet Pat, big time off the bench, and part of this two-guard depth and the shooting guard ability that the Bucks are going to have in the rotation all year long. You finally get to see Dante DiVincenzo with his first burn of the season, and the Bucks do it all and get everybody in, except for one, which is a little bit surprising. We'll get into that in just 1 minute. 129-112, Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavs. I'm Bill Babytow Schmid. Tonight, it's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, as it is each and every night here on The Fan. After each and every game, we're your home to talk Bucks basketball. We've been that for a dozen years now, and we're trying to make the 13th a very lucky one for the Bucks, who now 2-1, 1-1 at Fiserv Forum. And a big litmus test coming up on Wednesday night, national television, and I understand that they're all going to feel like bigger games, and it still does feel like a bigger night when the Bucks are on national television, because they don't put fluff matchups on national television. They put good matchups on national television because they're trying to draw viewers in Idaho and Iowa and New Hampshire. So Celtics Bucks is going to bring in a national audience. That's why this game has so much intrigue for me coming up here in just a couple of nights on Wednesday night, and we'll be back on the air after that, because now you've seen the Bucks be able to have a three different types of games. They play against Houston on opening night, battle back, don't put together a strong first half, come out in the second half guns blazing, and be able to battle with just about anybody in basketball. Then you see a 70-point first half against the Miami Heat, and a little bit of complacency coming out of the locker room, and you get caught. Then you see tonight against the Cavs, you go in after the first quarter, they're matching you tick for tack. You know you're going to get everybody's best shot, especially because one of what you did to everybody last year, but also you have the most intriguing player in the matchup. So everybody is going to give you their best run here in 2019-2020, and I'm not telling the Bucks anything they don't know. But you come into the first quarter, battle, they're making everything, you're making everything, extend through, maybe the depth of the Bucks kind of shows its way in the second quarter, and then coming out of the locker room, reestablish the dominance, reestablish the pedigree, showcase yourself, and then once again finish the job and go in there and finish a team off. They do that tonight. For as much as maybe, and I know a couple of guys talked about it after Saturday's game, was not being able to put together a full 48 minutes. This might not have been a full 48, but it was darn close. The more nights that you're able to play this type of basketball, team ball. I mean, what was it? 7 guys in double figures. 19 from Hill, 17 from Pat, as we just said. 21 from Middleton, leads all scorers. 14, respectively, from Giannis, Bledsoe, Matthews. And Brooke Lopez has his best night, I would say, of the campaign so far, 3 games in. 5 of 9 shooting, 3 of 7 from downtown in 28 minutes. He finishes with 16 points and 5 boards. The depth of this team is where they just outmatch other teams. While you have the one MVP player, you're able to supplement it with a crop that not many can go after and not many can compete with on a night in and night out basis. So when you have these points in time and you show coming out of the break, coming into the fourth quarter, that you won't let up, it just continues to firm into everybody's mind, oh yeah, this is the team that we expect. This is the team that's going to be an easy Eastern Conference Finals contender or favorite, however you want to phrase it. 414-799-1250. Reaction here after the game. If you were at Fiserv Forum, we want to know exactly what it was like in there, because it sounded great once again on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Energy up all night. Everybody seemed into it. And also, this is your, probably for some, first chance back at Fiserv Forum in 2019-2020. while that maybe is the nerdy side of me and a sports fan, there's always something about getting into that seat for the first time in the new season. Maybe you're not all the way ready for basketball season. Maybe the Green Bay Packers have you captivated fully. Maybe you're still into, oh, well, I'll get into basketball and once it starts snowing. Newsflash. It's supposed to snow on Wednesday. So basketball season is here. Enjoy it. Wednesday night's going to be a lot of fun. Bucks Celtics, and we'll talk right after the game here on The Fan. Drive the game with Wrench and Go. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest-priced auto parts around at Wrench and Go. You're going to see this highlight on all of the different networks. You're going to hear this highlight, and you're going to see pictures of this dunk Giannis had in the third quarter for a long, long time. This on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Let's go. Giannis, dunk. Split-legged dunk.
Wow.
A Nike logo dunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looked like Michael Jordan. Straight off the tennis shoe. Straight off the sneaker.
The business major in me loves that call and loves that effort from Giannis as he throws down and goes vintage MJ, split leg, through two defenders to punch down right-handed with some authority tonight at Fiserv Forum. Call on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke, as always. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. This one's from Mark in Kenosha. Mark writes, "Hey, Bill, appreciate you joining the postgame show this year. Excited for the entire action. Got my first taste at Fiserv Forum tonight, and it was fun, but a little bit tense late in the game. Expected the Bucks to run away earlier than they did, but still showcased that they are the class of the East. Go Bucks, fear the deer." That's Mark in Kenosha. When you have these types of nights where everybody expects you to just blow through somebody, these are the games where you can get into a lull. These are also the games where sometimes you want to prove it. I tweeted out, I think it was in the third quarter, and you can follow me at Bill Schmidt Radio as well as The Fan at 105.7 FM, The Fan. There's points where you prove yourself every single time out and individually each season where you just want to be able to put somebody away. And it's something that maybe we haven't seen other teams in the state do. We haven't really seen the Packers put somebody away. The Bucks were known for this last year. They would flip a light switch and seemingly the game was over whenever they wanted it to be. So when you go into games against the Cavs, these are building blocks for games like Wednesday night against the Boston Celtics, where you've closed people out so many different times that during the tipping points of Wednesday night's game, which will be a lot closer than 129-112, that little bit of doubt will always be able to creep into an opponent's head of, oh, okay, we got to rein this thing back in. So otherwise this thing's going to get out of hand in a hurry. That form of doubt and fear that you can put into an opponent's mind where they know, oh, all right, we need to stop the bleeding here, because if we let this get out of hand, we're not going to be able to go get it back. A lot of teams come back from 15, 18 points down in the NBA. I'm not trying to minimize blowing the 17-point lead on Saturday night, but more just to continually emphasize that these are good wins. While the opponent's not great, these are good wins. Don't sneeze at it. Don't say, well, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to do it. Yeah, of course. Playing the Cavs at home, right? I mean, Darius Garland, 5 games in college, and he's going to come in and be a starting point guard in the NBA for a career college coach and John Beilein? Yeah, for sure. That's why you're the 15.5-point favorite. Go finish it off. And the Bucks do that right now tonight. And this will be a mantra you'll hear a lot of me say this year on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Good teams win. Great teams cover. 414-799-1250. Southside, Mike's up on The Fan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guy. Yeah, you know, I don't forget a thing. A few days ago, they were talking about the box on the Big Show. Sparky said that they only had one superstar, Giannis. I think Middleton will rise up. I was rooting for him the whole game. 21 points, you know, kind of quiet, but... And then Connaughton, the White Fright.
That's a good one.
He really shows me something.
He shows you a lot of intensity on the floor every single time,
and
doesn't
Roberts,
he?
Roberts, Darvinham. Every time he missed a shot and they got the ball, he ran down. He put his hand up. The guy missed the three-pointer. And the Robin Lopez, the brother.
Yeah.
He got those two tees. And if I was the coach, I'd be like, don't worry about it. You know, your time will come. I think he's trying to do too much. And it's good to have, you know, two guys like that with that size.
One thing, too, that it helps with, Mike, is they have somebody that's got a little bit of, I don't know if this is the nicest way to put this, a little bit of crazy in them. And sometimes that can help into a playoff series.
Well, you know what? I watched him when he was with the Bulls, and they beat the Bucks at home. It was like last year.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he was hustling, but he was on a bad team. I think now they just got to get in his ear and say, well, you're on a good team now. Just give us – and real quick, now we got Boston.
Yep, Wednesday night.
The Clippers and Utah and OKC on the road, right?
Yep, four-game road trip starts
I can't wait.
Wednesday night.
That's going to show us a lot.
Oh, for sure it will. It's going to be a big test.
Job, and we're going to get some food over there. Don't worry.
Mike, appreciate you, brother.
All right, bro.
That's Mike on the South Side joining us here on The Fan. 414-799-1250. He drops off, opens up a line for you. At Boston, at Orlando, Wednesday, Friday, doubleheader, back-to-back nights. You're home against Toronto on Saturday night. That's when the four-game road trip starts out Monday. At Minnesota, at the Clippers, at the Jazz, at OKC. Yikes. Like, that's a good awakening into the NBA season. That's not starting up with the Cavs twice in a week. All right, so you're getting into a good meat of what this schedule is, and then it's Chicago, Indiana, Chicago again. Who blew, like, a 14-point lead against the Knicks tonight, so sorry for Bulls fans. But then it's at Atlanta, Portland, Detroit, who looks a little bit improved, Utah again, Atlanta, Cleveland. So you make hay in this month of September and wrap it up with Charlotte at the end of the month. You make hay in this schedule by, I sound like a broken record because we said this how many different times on the baseball postgame show, but just chewing up on the schedule. And if you break this down into 10-game increments, you're able to get out of here with eight sections of the schedule. And you're able to kind of quantify where the team goes in bounds and where they can get themselves to a different level. Tonight, continuing to put away teams is a big sign, and it continues to emphasize that you are the class of the conference. 414-799-1250. Get you a defensive play and an eye on the enemy, as well as hear from Matt Velasquez, who is inside the Bucks locker room. He'll join us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, as he does each and every night after Bucks games here on The Fan. 414-799-1250. If you want to jump aboard, it's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Brook Lopez, number 14 tonight for Milwaukee.
Execution.
Brook Lopez finishes with 16. Bucks finish with a 17-point win. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Bill Baby Tao Schmid with you. 13th year of postgame coverage right here on The Fan. I'm here with you for the lucky 13th. 414-799-1250. Talk to this dude for the first dozen. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, now up on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What's going on, Stevie?
What's
going on, man? I got to tell you, it got down to 5 points in the fourth quarter, and I texted you, and I know you don't get reception in the building.
It's just
brutal. Not lose this. I'm like, they better not lose this game. They better not. And then quickly they jump back up to 20 or so. I'm like, okay, that's better. That's much better.
You know why, Sparky? Because they know that good teams win and great teams cover, and they finish off that 15.5 pointer tonight. And I thought about this, and I remember having a bunch of conversations with you about it last year, and now on the Wendy's Big Show 2-6, was that light switch, right? The switch that the Bucks can hit and basically put teams out of the gym and finish teams off. You didn't see that killer instinct on Saturday. Good to see them come out and close out a game against a much lesser opponent in the Cavs tonight.
Yep, and they officially can put Dante DiVincenzo on the trading block, DJ Wilson on the trading block. All these young cats are not going to play anyhow. DJ Wilson's, what, first game action was tonight?
Yep.
They need another point guard on this team behind George Hill. A veteran guard that can come in behind George Hill if Bledsoe gets in foul trouble, something happens to Bledsoe. Because as you and I were talking the other day, they just don't have anybody to slow it down right now once Bledsoe and George Hill are out of the game. DiVincenzo, I don't think, is that guy.
Giannis made it happen. I want to say it was like the 10 or 11 minute mark in that fourth quarter where it got down to five, and right when you were talking about, is that was the point when Brogdon would take the possession, slow everything down, and he either knew exactly where he wanted to get the pass to get a bucket, or he would take one himself. Giannis does it twice and is able to get a sense of normalcy into the game. But 5 of 15 tonight from Giannis, that's not an MVP effort. But on a bad day, if you're going 14, 10, and 7, those are better than most can do on their best day. And when you're able to slow it down with a guy like that, when Bledsoe still hasn't found his rhythm at the point, you're right, it helps to have at least one more guy that you can trust to set up the offense.
I mean, it's clear, right? I mean, they're going to play their vets over their young kids. That's how this is going to go. That's why they got Korver. That's why they got Wesley Matthews. That's why they got Brook or Robin Lopez. That's why they got all those guys. And if that wasn't the plan, then they wouldn't have got those guys. They would have just went with the young guys this year. And clearly, it's about winning now. It's not about developing guys for the future.
Well, and 100%, because Does anybody know what Sterling Brown did to get banished to the bench where he doesn't even get to wear his long-sleeve warm-up shirt? I mean, the dude hasn't been seen in two games. This would be an absolute night that you would expect to be able to see Sterling Brown.
Yeah, he's on the trading block, too. You can trade him, too. I mean, all of these young guys, you know, it's all about owning the future. Like we talked about, the future is now. So there's no need to have all these young guys anymore on this roster if you can get another vet or two, catch more experience and some more depth. That's really what it comes down to now,
I think.
If you're the Bucks organization. Not that I don't like these guys. I mean, they're fine. But you just have to move on now and try and figure out how you're going to fix the rest of this roster. And I think DiVincenzo has some stock. I think DJ Wilson earned himself some stock maybe last year. And Sterling Brown clearly has stock as well. Now it's just a matter of cashing in on that between now and the NBA trade deadline and seeing what you can get for these guys.
I'm still hoping that DiVincenzo has a role, because I think with his ability to play to slow things down at the point, I think he's got enough big game experience playing to Villanova that he could fit that role. But it's amazing how these things in one big playoff run does change things, right? You're looking at the auxiliary pieces. It's Hill, it's Lopez, it's Ilyasova, dripping with playoff experience, Kyle Korver. Just like in baseball, when a team starts feeling like they can load up for a pennant race, it stops going from Hector Gomez and these other kinds of guys to Daniel Descalzos and Curtis Grandersons. And you're starting to get dudes that have been there before, know what the whole grind is, but also are able to partmentalize these 82 and know that their seven-game series at the end that are really what matters.
Right, and that goes back to what you said earlier about Giannis not having necessarily a great night, but also not needing him to have a great night to win this game comfortably to be able to still put this thing away. Chris Milton stepped up, was able to score the basketball when he needed him to, and they got going a little bit from outside. Zach Connaughton, again, that's a guy that coming into the season, you're going, okay, well, maybe DiVincenzo steals some minutes if Pat Connaughton comes back down to earth from how he finished the season, but he's come out playing really well, too. And
no doubt.
That's a guy, unless he cools off, DiVincenzo, Sterling Brown, those guys are just not going to overtake him for minutes right now.
Well, and Sparky, Sam Schmitz and I are producing the program tonight. We're talking about it just before the game and in the middle of it. He's also going to take such a load off Wesley Matthews with those two shooting guards. If you have Wes and Connaughton that can both run the 24 minutes a night and take the load off each, they're going to be lethal, and it's going to help them so much come April and May.
And defensively, too. You know, Wes Matthews still can be a gritty defender. Pat Connaughton can be an annoying defender at that point, but not overly annoying like Matthew Dellavedova, who lost tonight, which made me smile.
Sparky, good night to relax after a night at the Mecca, hanging out and watching the game?
I had a bunch of hot, spicy barbecue.
Oh, attaboy.
Yeah, I may be regretting it because now I'm going to go have eggnog and some Swiss cake rolls.
All right, well, make sure it's all cleaned out by 2, and we'll talk tomorrow on The Big Show.
David Bakhtiari, 435. See you then.
Yes, sir. That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer joining me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, host of the first dozen years of this Pick and Save Pros postgame show. I'm taking over Bill Baby Tao Schmid for the 13th with you at 414-799-1250. Leaving Pfizer Forum is Adam, and he's up on the fan. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Baby Tosh. How you doing?
Good, man.
I'm doing good as well. Can't complain after a nice Bucks win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I have 2 compliments to start things off. I want to first compliment you and 105.7 FM The Fan on all your amazing programs that you guys have, including this program.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate
it. And I also
want to compliment the Pfizer Forum staff. All of those workers were very kind and energetic and did an awesome job at what they do. And then coming up, talking about the game, I want to compliment how they had a great offensive attack, very balanced up and down. And I also want to give a little credit to Cleveland. They showed that they were pesky. They were hanging in there for a good portion of the game. But then at the end, as we see many, many times in sports and in basketball, if you have a better team like the Bucks do, the cream eventually rises to the top. And that's what happened. And they ended up with a nice, pretty convincing win over Cleveland and move on to 2-1. And now they head to Boston.
Yeah, nice, comfortable win. Adam, I got to ask you, you talked about the staff at Fiserv Forum. How many Bucks games do you usually go to a year?
I usually go to about 3, I would say.
Okay.
And last year I was at 2. I was at 2 playoff games, the one where they dominated the Detroit Pistons, and then unfortunately I was at game 5 where they lost to Toronto, and then I was at the game where they beat the Rockets.
Okay, so you weren't there for a playoff win against the Raptors, but how about this? Is there anything better than going down the escalator and getting the parade of high fives as you walk out from the Fiserv Forum attendees? I think it's one of the coolest things at that game.
It is definitely one of the coolest things.
Fires me up.
I couldn't agree with you more. It fires me up just as much as it probably fires you up, and they are always energetic and looking forward to giving you a nice high five. And I just want to say, go Bucks, go. I look forward to another exciting season, regular season. They're a deep team. We thought that they were deep last year. This year they might be even deeper. They're well coached by Coach Bud. They have an awesome home court advantage, and they should be able to carry that in to make a deep playoff run and hopefully go farther than last year. So go Bucks, go. Fear the deer, and I love your show.
Appreciate you making the call, Adam. Leaving Fiserv Forum at 414-799-1250. I'm a big high five guy. I'm a big contact guy. And some of the guys that I work with maybe make fun of me for it. Anthony Mandela always does. I'm a hand on the shoulder kind of guy. Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, all I need is just somebody to help me get the kinks out right here in the top, right here, the trap. Just a little bit of a push. That high five walking out of Fiserv Forum. Everybody's fired up. Go Bucks! Yeah! Woo! I was at game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and that was, you're down 3 quarters of the game. And then finally, the fourth quarter was just kind of a blur because they just took over, and it was just a whirlwind. We're walking out of there. Almost won the 50-50 raffle, but that's neither here nor there. Somebody tweeted it and said they won the 50-50 raffle tonight. Congratulations. If that's you, 414-799-1250. I want to personally congratulate you on the air. But the energy around the arena is just so exciting, and maybe Entercom doesn't let me say it, just intoxicating. You just love it. It's just fun. It's a different feel. And tonight, it's a different feel when you're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you don't have to worry about anything. You just go, just skunk them. It's fine. The Bucks finish it off with a 17-point win tonight, 129-112. 414-799-1250, south side of the city is Owen. Owen's up on the fan. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good, Owen.
So I just want to say one thing, and not many callers have actually talked about this, is Boonholzer really stressing his post-game press conference was the foul management. And I feel like one of the main reasons we won this game was because we only held them to 12 free throws, when in the Heat game, we had them shoot 39 free throws.
Yeah, and being able to control that is a major part, and also the offensive fouls will be a major part of this for the Bucks. And being able to just there were a couple of plays in that game on Saturday night, going back and watching some of the tape, there was an intentional foul that Giannis had at the end, I believe, of the third quarter. That's just a cheap giveaway. You just got to be smarter than that and not reach. And you're right, they definitely did a better job of that tonight, playing defense with their feet.
Yeah. That was one of the main emphasis. And plus, Pat Connaughton, man, woo! He's got to get more minutes after that performance, man. He really electrified the crowd in that one.
No, I completely agree. Owen, appreciate it, man.
Yep.
414-799-1250. Pat Connaughton is going to bring a lot of smiles to people's faces in the city of Milwaukee. Coach Bud, we're going to hear from him. We're also going to hear from Matt Velasquez, beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, our insider here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But first, the defensive play of the game, brought to you by Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power on the web at LIUNA113.org. Well, it starts out in transition, and it always helps when Giannis can put it down with a little gusto on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Bledsoe, Giannis, dunk, split-legged dunk.
Wow.
A Nike logo dunk.
I was going to say, he looked like Michael Jordan. Straight off the tennis shoe. Straight off the sneaker.
Eric Bledsoe, the steal, and gives it to Giannis with some authority and some nasty and some mean, and you're going to see that a lot. Probably a big poster right outside of Fiserv Forum. And he doesn't even put somebody in a poster. How about them apples? Postgame show here brought to you by Pick and Save each and every night. Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. If you want to join us, it's 414-799-1250. We're going to be joined by Matt Velasquez coming up. Sam Schmidt's producing the program as well. We're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer. Hopefully Giannis in our MVP minute. All straight ahead right here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show on The Fan.
Pat Connaughton. He's played 12 minutes. That brings a timeout. John Beilein knows a hot player when he sees one.
That's Jim Paschke on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Appreciate you hanging out. 414-799-1250 is the phone number to call if you want to talk Bucks basketball after they get a 129-112 win right now. We have the Great Midwest Bank hotline, courtesy of Thomas Merle Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Merola, merolalaw.net, and at 414-327-5800. Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and our insider right here on the postgame show, joins us now from Fiserv Forum. Matt, they are able to get through the night and finally kind of just stomp on the throat of that dying dog and put the Cleveland Cavs out of their misery in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a little slow at the beginning. You know, the Cavs were hitting some tough shots. Bucks defense was leaving a bit to be desired. But then over time, you know, the Bucks started to kind of, you know, find their groove, get their defense in order. You know, those tough shots stopped falling for the Cavs. And, you know, over the, I guess, like a probably 90 second stretch there in the fourth quarter, it was Middleton 3, Lopez 3, Wes Matthews bucket, George Hill bucket, and suddenly it was curtains. So it was a good win, you know, a good bounce back game for the Bucks coming off that game against the Heat the other night. And, you know, definitely some signs of improvement.
Obviously, there's a difficult process of handling success, I think, that comes with avoiding the complacency, right? And being able to know that there's plenty still more to be accomplished because the Bucks frankly didn't win anything last year, but except for a whole lot of games and showcase that they're able to beat a lot of teams in the NBA and many quite handily. Do you think that there's a point in time when the Bucks fully get into the process of knowing just how good they are and that they're able to close these teams out like they do tonight, where it never gets to that point? Even though these teams are so evenly matched up because each team obviously has the same payroll?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to be better, you know, later in the season than they are right now. I mean, we talked to George Hill after the game, and he said that they still have a long way to go. They're still growing. They're still trying to learn. But in terms of having that long way to go, he said it's exciting to be at that point. You know, they're three games in. You know, they're nowhere near what they're going to be, and it doesn't look like they're anywhere near what they're going to be. And for them, you know, that's what they want. They want to be able to start somewhere where they know that their best is yet to come. You know, and I think that there are things you can learn from losses, obviously, and there are things you can learn from wins. That's something Pat Connaughton mentioned, you know, after the game, that yes, like they won this game. They were able to do it handily by really taking advantage there in the fourth quarter. But there's still room to grow, still things to take from it, and they can become that team that you just mentioned. As the season goes on, last year they started out that way by, you know, really crushing a whole bunch of teams, being the last undefeated team in the NBA. But they're going to be dips. This season's going to be different. They have a different group of guys, and their goal, after experiencing, you know, the playoffs and going deep in the playoffs for the first time in this franchise, since 18 years, they finally made it deep. And now they say, okay, we have the experience. We know where we need to get to. We don't need to rush to get there, but we need to make sure we get there at the right time.
That part of it just fascinated me, and Matt_Velasquez is how you follow along with Matt on Twitter. Beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, just tremendous stuff all year long covering your Milwaukee Bucks. It was one of my favorite things talking with people at the Milwaukee Brewers all year long, was trying to understand that it is a different soup. It's a different concoction, and soup was kind of the way that Craig Counsell always wanted to say. And there's different ingredients, although a lot of them may be the same. It's all going to taste different, and it's going to be different, because while there are a lot of guys that were obviously brought back, and they tried to run it back as well as they could, there's a different recipe to how success comes this year, and Pat Connaughton kind of going into maybe a little bit bigger role could be a part of that, it feels like.
Yeah, so far, I mean, he's definitely made a case that he deserves to be out there. And I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, well, Dante DiVincenzo needs to play, and Sterling Brown needs to play, and CJ Wilson needs to play. Bud mentioned, you know, talked a little bit about that before the game. He's like, yeah, there's a bunch of guys I want to play more, but there's also a bunch of other guys who I also want to play more. Like, there's just so many guys.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at the guards today, I mean, George Hill and Pat Connaughton were great off the bench. You know, they combined for 36 points. They, you know, were, I believe they were 12 of 17, with, you know, maybe 16. I don't have stats in front of me, but when you get that kind of production from two guards off the bench, you know, you're going to take that 10 times out of 10. And, you know, the way that Pat Connaughton was able to spark the offense during that second quarter, you know, inside and out, he was cutting around, getting easy buckets at the rim. He was making threes, really just impacting the game. Then George Hill stepped up more in the second half. You know, those guys, you know, they proved it last year. They proved it in the playoffs last year, and they're proving it again at the start of this year that they are vital pieces to what the Bucks are doing. And sure, like their usage and the way they play and all that stuff, that'll fluctuate over the course of the year. But you know, they're two veteran guys who have been around the league a few times, and they know, you know, what it takes to contribute to a winning team.
Matt Velasquez, our insider, courtesy of Thomas Merle Law Offices, here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, talking with Matt here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, when you look at how Chris Middleton is going to have to go through this season, and obviously he's now been signed, sealed, delivered for the next 5 years, so he's a core member of this team. And when we talked to John Horst just before the season opener on the Wendy's Big Show, he talked about that culture being a major reason why they felt so keen on bringing this group back and trying to sustain that type of success and continue to build off of it. Does it feel like to you, being around the team as much as you are, that they are in that mold of where it is continuing to build and build and build?
No, I think so. I think last year was kind of like the breakthrough point where everything that they had been building, you know, you saw the fruits of that. And, you know, they, but you mentioned the soup. I love talking soup, so we can keep talking soup all season long. But you mentioned the soup, you know, it's a little bit different this year. But having those steady influences, you know, kind of saw some of that in that opening night game in Houston where guys were saying, hey, at halftime we came in and Chris Middleton was talking, Giannis was talking, George Hill was talking, you know, just, you know, everyone was talking. There were a bunch of leaders, a bunch of guys, you know, who have gone deep, who have, you know, played big games, you know, who have seen, you know, 6, 7, 8 and more seasons in this league. And so you have some clout and guys listen to each other. And suddenly this isn't a young, upstart, brand new team anymore. This is a more veteran, more experienced, you know, older team. And it's kind of, you know, that's the next level of that progression where we've seen the culture grow. And now you have not just a few guys who are leading the way, but you have, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys who are considered leaders in that locker room, and everyone is, you know, kind of a peer, and everyone can, you know, affect the team in different ways, both on and off the court. And so I think that's kind of maybe the next step in the trajectory of that culture building.
Just tremendous stuff. Matt_Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him along and read all his great stuff there. Matt, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk Wednesday after a really, really fun game. It's going to be a nice litmus test on national TV against an Eastern Conference opponent in the Boston Celtics.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. That's Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Take a quick timeout. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer, George Hill, and Giannis Antetokounmpo next. It's the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
We'll hear from the MVP in just 1 second. Our MVP Minute, though, starts with some just ridiculous, just nonsense that Giannis decided to do tonight at Fiserv Forum. The call's courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke.
Giannis, he can haul that back in because it was knocked away to the floor. Giannis showing his power at the rim. 9:55 remaining. That ended in 8-0. Run by the Cavaliers. The Bucks have scored the last four. Giannis on a hammer. 12 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Bledsoe, Giannis, done. Split-legged dunk.
Wow.
A Nike logo dunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like Michael Jordan. Straight off the tennis shoe. Straight off the sneaker.
Right onto a poster, Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Before we hear from Mike Budenholzer and Giannis, along with George Hill, let's hear from Liam leaving Fiserv Forum. Hey, Liam, how you doing?
Hi, my name is Liam from Oak Creek.
Liam, what's going on, buddy?
I'm fired up that Giannis almost got his triple-double. Chris Middleton, he got 21 points. Bench did amazing. Connington was shooting good. Corver was shooting good. Lopez got a block.
Yep.
Giannis got a block.
Liam, who'd you go to the game with tonight?
My dad.
Nice. Where'd you guys sit? You guys have good seats?
We were a little high up.
That's awesome. Those are fun times, man. Tell your dad thanks for bringing you into the game and thanks for calling us, all right?
Okay.
Appreciate it, man. That's Liam checking in from Oak Creek after the game tonight on The Fan. Those are great moments, man. Just awesome. Remember when I won Tim Allen's contest that he had as a caller? I was 12 years old, Sam, actually. This is a real story. Sam Schmitz, other side of the glass, producing the program tonight. It's a true story. Tim Allen used to do a contest on the postgame show, him and Sparky way back in the day when they started the thing, and he would have two people from a night be guests when he hosted the round table the next day. And leaving the game, whatever, I talked about Jeff Jenkins' two-strike approach. It was tremendous stuff. And he's like, you know what? I like this kid. I'm going to work with him someday. And it actually happened. True story. Fun stuff. I was, like, deathly sick the next day when I was doing it. And, like, I'm, like, theoretically coughing up blood, right? Like throwing up. I got like 104 degree temperature. My parents are like, oh no, we're going up north. We're going on vacation. Like, no, I'm going on the pregame show. I got to talk about Yovani Gallardo's 4-2 ERA, all right? We snuck that in. We were in. I was locked and loaded. Not missing that. It's really, it's a bad decision for you to miss Giannis Antetokounmpo play basketball. And if you have the opportunity to get to Fiserv Forum to see this dude play in person, please do yourself a service and go. It's incredible. This is Giannis after the game on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show.
What jumps out?
We got 29 assists. 29 assists. 13 turnovers.
This is tremendous. Giannis is reading the stat sheet.
And we got, what was it, 17?
73? Yep, 17 points. Yep, there you go. Flip it over. Listen to this.
You guys averaged 29.5.
Now we get the questions in.
15 tonight. Ooh. I'm assuming that was an emphasis from Bulldog in the last couple days.
Yeah, I didn't fall out, that's why. I didn't fall out. But yeah, you know, our main focus, not allow them to get easy ones. I feel like against Miami, the game we played, we fouled a lot. Then we gained like a lot of easy points in the free throw line that wasn't working for their points. So last year, we were one of the best teams in the league in not fouling. So we got to get back there. You know, we got to play defense, try to be solid, and try to not reach as much. You know?
That is a humble and honest MVP right there. Start out the meeting, Freddie. What jumps out to you? Well, let me check it out here. For me personally, I only had two personal fouls. That would jump out to me. I didn't jump on anybody. I guess that's what that would say. Giannis, as aggressive as he is, just hold on, buddy. It's okay. We'll get you to that point. But that is as honest as you're going to hear a pro athlete in 2019-2020 talk. Just, yeah, here, one sec. Let me grab the stat sheet and tell you what I saw. Well, I think we didn't reach as much. We played a lot better defense. We were controlled. Came out there in the third quarter, as you see. You know, Pat had 17 points and really shot the ball well from three. Let me see here. Yeah, 17 threes. That's pretty solid. That is just great stuff. Line it up and let them see it. Coach's Corner, brought to you by Schneider each and every night. For 80-plus years, they've been offering great careers with benefits and more home time than anyone else. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call them at 414-1-800-44-PRIDE. Excuse me. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Mike Budenholzer, he's got to be happy. The NBA Coach of the Year from last season talks after a win.
You know, I think just overall the team effort, lots of different guys contributing. You know, Pat and George off the bench. You know, Bled and Chris, I think, playing, you know, much better. You know, better defense and stretches, and credit to Cleveland. You know, they're hard to guard. They got a lot of good action, a lot of guys getting downhill. You know, so, but I think, you know, overall pretty happy with everything.
Coach, it seems like this team has a domino effect in a positive way. One person hits something, somebody else comes down, gets a deflection. How much do the guys feed off of each other?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's good energy with this group. And I think generally, you know, we tend to compete and, you know, scramble and be active. And I think everybody kind of feeds off of each other, both defensively and offensively.
It looked like the fouls were about cut in half tonight. 15, 29.5 in the first two was the average. I assume that's part of what made you a little bit happier defensively, but what did you think of the performance on that end?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, particularly I think at halftime they had three. And, you know, I know Delly got one late. I can't remember if there were any other late. You know, so generally I think that the, you know, understanding how to play and defend without fouling and sticking with it, because, you know, there was, you know, stretches of the game where they were hitting a lot of tough shots. And, you know, sometimes you may have a tendency to want to grab or hold or hit somebody, and to kind of stick with the plan, stick with the discipline. We felt like we could break them. And I think, you know, second quarter we did. A third quarter felt like we got a little more separation. And going into the fourth was, you know, we got on a good run.
That's Coach Mike Budenholzer tonight after the Bucks get a win against the Cleveland Cavaliers, 129-112. George Hill was a big part of that one off the bench in 19 minutes, scored 19 points. He was 7 of 10 from the field. He spoke in the locker room after the game as well.
Just talking to, you know, our development coach and things like that, of just staying aggressive and playing basketball. You know, I think the first two games I was being very passive and unselfish and, you know, trying to make the right play rather than just playing basketball. So just trying to, you know, make an impact on both ends.
How do you feel like you guys developed that defense over the course of the game?
Just keep chipping away. You know, we got to continue to rely on our defense. That's where we were great last year. And once we get back to that, you know, I think that opens up, you know, good, solid possessions on the offensive end.
I think it was almost 30 fouls a game the first two, 15 tonight. I'm assuming Bud had something to say about the fouling.
I mean, for sure. That was a very big point of emphasis, you know, even in the preseason was our fouling. So we got to continue to get better at that, especially the ones that we can control. I think we did a great job of, you know, not really giving them a lot of free throws and a lot of fouls, but at the same time, we can still get better.
Was there a common trait in those early issues? Was it more of a position kind of thing, or what did you notice?
I think it's just, you know, the start of the season, there's different, you know, point of interest is from the ref and things like that. But we got to adjust and continue how to get better and not foul.
That is a seasoned vet, George Hill, talking after the game. Injury report brought to you by McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney. There were no injuries, and that's always good. I like when that's one of the quick sponsors that we read here on the postgame show. Also want to thank the Eye on the Enemy, Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th Street. Stop in for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday Fish Fry, now open Coaches on Lake Dunoon. The Enemy Wednesday night is the Boston Celtics. You knocked them out in five games. Can they do the same? National television for a 6:30 tip-off from Beantown. We'll talk after the game. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Thanks to everybody down at Fiserv Forum, Sam Schmitz for producing the program. We'll talk Wednesday night after Bucks, Celtics. They win tonight, 2-1 on the young season.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.